Kerry's couch today is, I don't know how to say it because we need to have this conversation and I really wish we weren't having this conversation. The only reason I know about this woman is one of my friends, Siv Ngesi, actually posted something just at the beginning of our 16 days of activism. I then landed up seeing an official statement by two of the women involved that started like this. November 2020, Cape Town, South Africa. International model Keegan Cole Trotsky has been charged with two domestic violence criminal cases over several months by three different women. He's currently out on bail for all charges and has not yet faced trial. And following that, I saw pictures and I had to speak to this woman. So on Kerry's couch today, speaking to us during 16 days of activism, Anna Insam. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Kerry.
Anna, I mean, I don't even know how to start, where to start. I think I'm just asking you right now, how did you meet Keegan?
Interestingly enough, he actually DM'd me on Instagram about 3.5-4 years ago. And he was unaware that I was in a relationship at the time. So obviously we didn't really chat more until this year. And he messaged me and obviously realized that I was single again. And we went for a coffee. He seemed like the kindest, sweetest guy. There were no red flags for me. And he had a lot of the qualities I thought that I would want in a partner.
Before the 25th of October, in those 4 months that you and Keegan were dating, were there any warning signs just from your perspective?
At the time, I didn't feel that there were warning signs. I always felt safe and I wasn't, you know, concerned for my safety at all. But if I look back at it, there was one night where we went to a bar and guy tried to put his hand on my shoulder. So I actually lifted up my hand so that he didn't put his hand on my shoulder. And he got extremely upset with me. And I think that was like a switch that at the time I didn't see anything of it. I thought, you know, like he obviously just was feeling sensitive.
Let's go to the 25th of October. You got up that night. So you two had been intimate and you got up and you went to the bathroom. At this point, everything was fine?
Yeah, at that point, everything was fine. I felt like I just jumped up. I walked into the bathroom and I was not expecting anything of that nature when I walked out the bathroom. So as I walked out of the bathroom, my bed was right there and he was sitting on the edge of the bed and he just grabbed me by the jaw and just like smushed my face together and used that force to take my head and throw me onto the bed and then climb on top of me. Oh, and then that's started strangling me like immediately.
And then you say when you came out the bathroom, his eyes went black. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, it was almost like this person went into a trance of some sort because as soon as the attack started, you know, I was saying, you're hurting me. Please stop. This is sore. Like, what are you doing? Who are you? What is going on? And it was almost as if he was not hearing me. And, you know, he was calling me all these names and he was telling me to calm down. Like, you're a bitch, you're a cunt. Like, it was just bizarre language that had never been used in our relationship. And I was laying limp. I wasn't even fighting back at that point because the more I said anything or tried to fight back, the angrier he got, the more aggressive he got. So I already in my mind was like, okay, this relationship is over. But I had no idea the extent to what I was now going to experience. I really thought that me saying, you know, please stop, please that he would listen. And I just realized the more I fought back, the more he would get aggressive. And obviously, if, you know, this is something I often say to people, if you take both of your hands and you put your thumbs where your breathing passage is, and then you put around your neck, that is the position that I was in. If you push on that little center with your two thumbs, you can only imagine how sensitive it is. So to have a man's full force pushing into that, you really are completely debilitated.